it was great that a lot of people were talking about the pamphlet when it was published, even though a lot of that was in negative terms. But I think on one level it was slightly disappointing, because one of the things that we thought was the most important strands of argument was how English and global English is just like globalization. There's a lot of positive rhetoric about the process that it is a part of, but also you need to interrogate the problems and challenges. So that means at one level it's very empowering for people, because they can take part in different kinds of conversations, they can get involved in different kinds of markets, they can try and talk to new kinds of people. But at the same time, the opportunity that is English is supposed to afford isn't as equally spread as the language itself, and I think that's one of the really important messages that we try to talk about.
Only recently Air China announced that it's actually going to institute a very basic form of English as its operating language for the pilots. The point being that in certain contexts you do need a very standard form of English so that it's quickly and easily understood. But the difference comes, you can't really apply that around the world more generally. There's no such thing as a standard English. As English is spread around the world, as it's used by between 800 million or, as you said, 1.3 billion speakers, then it only stands to reason that it's going to change according to its context, according to its usage. So we do see lots of different forms of English developing, and these, if you like, Englishes.
Hello, my name's Charlie Timms, and we're here for another Demos podcast. And today we will be discussing As You Like It, Catching Up in an Age of Global English, which was published in March 2007 and is written by Samuel Jones and Peter Bradwell. Hello, Peter.
Hello.
Hello, Samuel. Hello. And we're sitting outside St. Paul's Cathedral. It's about 9:30. The sun is beating back off the buildings. People are going to work. There's a few tourists here already. Why are we here, Sam?
Well, we thought that St. Paul's was a really appropriate place to talk about the English language, not least because we start the pamphlet there, but also because around us is the story of how the English language has become the world's global language. I mean, first off, we've got religion, and with religion it was carried to the state, which of course was one of, its subsequent developments of the language of the state was important to its rise. We also have, standing in front of St. Paul's Cathedral, a statue of Queen Anne. And at her feet are the four continents. And actually, in the spread of the British Empire, the English language, in its administrative form, was spread around the world. But after religion, after that, we have we have the printing press as well. Just over there, in St. Paul's Churchyard, it's the centre of the printing industry. So it's a reminder that the printing press was also important in the spread of English. But after empire, we have the age of capitalism, the age of commerce, and all around us, just over there, is the city of London and its important mercantile power. That too is really important as it spread around the world. But subsequent to that, we have another industry, which was the tourist industry. And just over there, we have a huge crowd of tourists. And it reminds us that English now exists in a global age, and English is also the language of globalisation.
The legacy, I guess, of the kind of things that you're talking about is that now, and obviously the figures are contentious, we can estimate that roughly 1.3 billion people are speaking or using English around the world today. I guess that means that if you go on holiday, you're probably more likely to find somebody who can serve you in a restaurant who'll be able to speak English. But I guess it also means that there are potentially more people competing for your jobs. So are all these people around the world speaking and using English a good thing for people in Britain?
English has carried us around the world, and it's important to us in terms of social mobility, but it's also important to us in terms of the economy. So, for example, one French linguist has estimated that the English language adds about £14.5 billion a year to the UK's economy. So it's important in those terms. But one of the downsides is that it's almost a case of resting on our laurels. We can assume that because lots of people speak English, then we have a natural advantage. Well, it's not always going to be the case. As more people around the world actually learn and become more and more competent in English, then the advantage of being native speakers isn't necessarily there anymore. So what we've got is a situation where people with, say, English and their native tongue applying for a job with against somebody who just has English? Well, obviously you go for the person with two languages.
At a time when more and more people around the world are speaking and using English, speaking English in the UK has become like a very kind of hot political issue. And should everyone in this country be speaking English?
Obviously, it's a huge benefit to people, newcomers to the UK, to learn the language, and that's an aspiration for many of them. The problem is in the way that the English language is taught. So, for example, often it's seen in terms of a prescriptive form of education. You have to know this to be a competent UK citizen. Obviously, there are basic skills, there are basic issues of security, there are basic issues of knowledge. But I think we really need to shift the way that the English language is taught so that learners have the opportunity to bring their own cultural experience to the UK and actually talk about their past, their cultures, their heritages. Because that's a really important part of the intercultural dialogue that we should have going on in the UK. And there are plenty of ways you could do this.
My name is Charlie Timms, and this is the Demos podcast, and I'm sitting outside St Paul's Cathedral discussing As You Like It, Catching Up in an Age of Global English with the report's authors Peter Bradwell and Samuel Jones. So when this report was published, and in the months since, it's caused, some anger. Why do you think people have objected to some of your arguments so much?
Well, I think one reason is, as Sam just mentioned, the kind of English you speak is very closely connected to a strong sense of identity. You can see that within the UK as well as outside of it, with the huge variations in dialects and accents just within quite a small country. And I think the reason it caused so much
hatred,
yeah, would be one way of thinking it, is because it seemed like we were attacking the idea that the UK should have some kind of identity that's expressed through its own form of English, when actually what we were saying is that, as well as the UK's form of English, which is tied to its own cultural identity and history, other people have taken the language and manipulated it and made it expressive of something that's important to them in their own context. And that's not to say that the UK doesn't have its own form, it's just that kind of exporting that to others isn't necessarily something that's that appropriate anymore.
If we need to start thinking differently or about English and the role of English, then you know what kinds of things can government do?
There's a real opportunity to link schools, link learners of English with schools in the UK, to develop skills in cultural literacy, actually accommodation to different forms of English, and building up this awareness, if you like, tolerance, understanding of the different backgrounds that are embedded in different forms of English, but also that those backgrounds themselves, and that all that stuff that's important to living together and taking part in a global conversation.
I think another thing that's really important is we've kind of touched on the fact that English is really intricately bound up with globalisation, and the reason it's so interesting to look at English is because it is so closely connected with all the problems and challenges of globalisation.
So, As You Like It, Catching Up in the Age of Global English, is published by Demos, and it's available for free from the Demos website, or you can order a copy from Central Books by calling 0208 986 5488, and I think it's priced at £10 like all Demos publications. So thanks for listening. There'll be another podcast next week.